news gathering service.
And Wings has nothing to do with Paul McCartney. I've had enough of that. Well, look at it out there. Feel its darkness be my cloak. Bring it on, fall. Those chills in the post-sunset. It's very, very cool. But as the dark comes early to Paradise Cost, did you set your clocks back 1 hour? One can sense almost the fear of a city in denial, even up in Shaughnessy. The sounds of night descend on Paradise Cost, but be not afraid. Do not be afraid. Hear the song of the sirens and know you're alive.
It's radio, radio. No format, no agenda. Just Long John Tanner, that's me, and Son of Shane, Nimrod.
That's me. Ha ha.
That's it. It's over.
Well, what were you expecting? Another Thurston Moore freak out?
Why not?
Oh, it's a mellow album, but it's a good one. Thurston Moore, of course, what group? Come on. What group?
Why are you asking me? You picked the song out. I'm concentrating on what I'm doing next here.
Well, I now be in the moment, man. I know I'm just.
Is it Sonic Youth, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to think for a second.
And our winner is, you guessed it, you out there in Radio Land calling up to CITR. Our number is UBCCITR, and your call is important to us. But don't hold for more than half an hour. Re-request, because we did get a request, and Long John was very pointed with the caller. It's not personal. We would love to play requests, but it's impossible because, one, the library is locked. You know, only Luke gets to play requests, right? and Nardi. But his requests. But we have time constraints. Long John's aging eyesight and my attitude make it difficult, because if we don't like what the request is, then we just don't play it. See, we do what Jerkoff FM does. We play what we like, what we want, right? That's how it goes.
All right, substandard
time. But we're open. We're open, you know. I mean, feel free to call anytime. You want to talk about your life? That's what we're here for.
You're at CITR 101.9 FM, and as we mentioned, substandard time is 6:06. We're here till 7:30. Mackerel, that was fast.
How long was it? They sing fast.
They do. They seem to be sped up. I was almost like, is that on the right speed?
Did you think it was Alvin and the Chipmunks?
It sort of reminded me of that.
That's very well received CD. You can steal it at Starbucks.
You wouldn't think of that.
Oh, man. Hey, no. I'll have a macchiato and a couple copies of Tegan and Sarah. You're listening to Radio.
Back in Your Head from Tegan and Sarah the Con.
At 10 minutes past 6. What was that?
That was the title of the CD.
Okay. Yeah, hey, we want to just say quickly, very quickly, boo, shit, and piss and fooey to our Gordo, who kiboshed the latest call to increase the minimum wage to $10 an hour from $8 an hour. It's telling that MLAs voted themselves 29% salary and benefits increase. I mean, Gordo, baby, minimum wage has been frozen for 6 years, babe. Come on. While the rents, fuel, food, and other essentials, and those aren't, we're just talking essentials here, not talking the, you know, tickets to the show and being able to kind of enjoy life, they've been substantially, they've seen substantially steady increases for rent and food and all the basics. Dan Rather, come back. The whole story is not known. I mean, downtown Eastside is one thing, but there is a growing gap here as well, and it all ties together. Mr. Rather, come back. We actually, you know, I ran into him. I'll talk about that later on.
Good. Okay, well, we forgot.
He says hi. We ran out of time again? When?
Oh, sorry, I was just doing my bit here, but you...
I'm sorry.
You interrupted.
I always do that.
You do that all the time. It's okay. I'm used to it, you know.
My dad was like that.
Listen, our last show, we forgot to mention an obituary for Teresa Brewer, that bold-voiced singer whose novelty hit Music established her as a jukebox favorite. Oh, no.
To people like you.
Yeah, right. Well, in 1950, this song was number one on the charts.
God.
Can you believe it?
No.
She passed away of brain disorder. She was 76 about 3 weeks ago.
But she became a jazz singer later on.
Yeah.
Right?
She was 5'2", 100-pound singer, and she starred in a movie in the 1953 called Those Redheads from Seattle, but she was a brunette originally.
Oh, no.
And appeared on, if you remember, Teresa Brewer appeared on Ed Sullivan, Perry Como, and Arthur Godfrey variety shows. So we just like to say, in memory of Teresa Brewer, put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. And as Daryl B. would say, she was a frail quail who could really wail.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, God. Okay, well, let's come back from 1950 to something.
Please.
To the 80s? Let's go to the 80s.
Okay,
right now.
The 80s. Yes. One of the most underrated, bands of the 80s. They should have got the accolades that many others did, but they didn't. But they put out a masterpiece of 80s pop, unparalleled. They were called, and they still are, whenever they feel like it, Prefab Sprout. And the album that came out, they made several albums, but their masterpiece was called Two Wheels Good. Actually, it was called Steve McQueen, but the Steve McQueen estate in Arizona said, can't use that because it's got Patty McAloon and the rest of the Prefab Sprouts on the bike. Much the same kind of bike that the McQueen had. At any rate, here is a track from a great piece of pop from the 80s. If you remember, Prefab Sprout, CITR.
Perfect for the dinner hour here at Radio.
Depending on its appetite, depending. neighborhood. If your eyes are wanting on the sea, then I think I'll need you after me. So if you take, then put that good. If you steal, you rob the good. If your eyes are wanting on the sea, then I think I'll name you after me. I think I'll call you at the time. Here she is with two small problems and the best part of the blame. Wishing she could call him heartache, but it's not a boy's name. If you grow up to be just like him, just like me, you're fighting for exclusive rights, for honeymoons each sleepless night. In which case I'll call you appetite. Yes, I think I'll call you appetite. So if you take, then put back good. If you steal, you rob the good. If your eyes want to unsee, then I think I'll name you after me. I think I'll call you appetite. So if you take, then put back good. If you steal, you rob the good. If your eyes want to unsee, then I think I'll name you after me. I think I'll call you appetite. Then I think I'll name you after me. Yes, I think I'll call you appetite.
Isn't that pretty?
Very nice. Good dinner hour music.
Very good. Yes. Prefab Sprout from Two Wheels Good, or Steve McQueen. And Patty McAloon, the resident genius of Prefab Sprout, is still writing music in his native Ireland. And unfortunately has a very serious vision problems and is losing his sight. It may be due to a diabetic situation or not. And there is plans for another Prefab Sprout album, or at least a solo album, so we look forward to that. Because the guy writes nice songs. I mean, he puts it together properly. I mean, were the 80s really all about Duran Duran, Duran Duran, Duran Duran?
Yeah,
Duran,
yeah, well, that was a good song, too. It's called Appetite, and we know many ways to bolster our appetite.
Such as?
Well, I don't know. There's a number of herbs you can put on your, a sprinkle on your food and, on and so forth.
Hemp seeds are good.
Oh, yes.
Hemp seeds are very good for
very
you.
Good,
we
yes.
recommend that.
Good in the smoothies.
Very good in smoothies. Hey, a listener salute, and one who enjoys hemp seeds is a permanent fixture from Wreck Beach, along with Poppy Family guitar legend Craig McCaw is our radio pal. You might remember him. He remembers us. I'm up there in the sub-building Concord. We salute, we being Long John Tanner and me, Nimrod, son of Shane, Impossible Peter up there. He's been a fervent fan of you and my dad from way back. I don't know how far back, but way back. And despite that, he seems to be doing really good. So we're happy about that.
Yeah.
Genuinely happy guy with street smarts and good taste in music. And, of course, his radio station of choice, because really when it comes down to it, there is no other choice. CITR 101.9 FM out of UBC. Live. Live, baby, live.
Your light's still on. 3 a.m., I can't help but scan the apartments. But yes, see, there's a light. And I wonder, are you lonely tonight? Just as on your own as I am. Will a sixth sense draw you outside? Look for me again. the park lights. I remember the feeling of your hands up under my jacket. It got cold out here at times. Yeah, we can't hear. To trip all Sunday, oblivious to everyone. Things were good when we were young. Look for me again, but I am the searchlight. In the hush of the falling snow, we can go find a place to come alive. Look for me again, but I am the searchlight. In the hush of the falling snow, we can go find a place to come alive.
Radio, radio, on CITR, there's Young Galaxy and Steve Ramsey and the Searchlight. Ooh, it's getting chilly out there, and it feels good when you put your hands up under my jacket.
I, like I don't think so.
I'm not talking to you, Nimrod.
Thank
my God.
God.
Jeez. You know, like, people are going to wonder, what's he talking about here?
Well, they do anyway. They have for years.
I guess, yeah.
Hey, I saw some poor soul on Granville Mall pull down his pants and defecate on a sidewalk star outside the Orpheum. Whose star, you might ask?
Oh, no.
Was it personal, or was it just urgency, not being able to pick and choose where you're going to do your thing? You know how it happens. On close, but not too close inspection, yeah, it was. It was Red Robin's star, Long John.
Oh, no.
Talk about no respect.
Oh,
could have been an ex-DJ who harbors resentment about the overrated gentleman who seems to have invented rock and roll, but I digress. For the great man's sake, we'll leave it as a random act of the bowel movement that couldn't wait. Shit, it was really funny, though, man. I wish you were there.
Hey, listen, Nimrod, you go to movies a lot. There's a couple of movies out, new movies now, I know.
What do you want to know?
About pigs. There's one from Quebec called The Three Little Pigs, and then there's another low-budget teen movie called Pigs.
Have yeah? What are you asking me then?
Well, I just wondered how
Which of the pig movies you'd go to?
No, it's just ironical that there's two movies that talk about pigs, you know.
Have you never seen Babe?
Oh, yeah. No,
that's
I love
a movie
that.
About
that's
you.
My favorite. Yeah,
are,
I love
Are you a pig fan? Do you like pigs?
I don't eat bacon.
Well, I know that, but I mean, you know, as a pet or as an animal.
Oh, yeah,
know.
Those little tiny, those little pigs. What
little
do you call them?
Piglets.
Yeah, little piglets.
Piglets. Little pork piglets. well, I would recommend the film from Quebec, definitely.
Yes, probably.
Forget anything that says a teen comedy because you know you're going to be sick from the moment it starts.
Okay.
Don't want to do that. We'll talk about some movies later on.
All right. Let's do that.
Radio, radio, CITR. FM.
Qui démarre et qui a rien souffert là, la nuit. Anima, aninda, runera. Anima, aninda, runera.
Salam. Salam. I'll have chicken tagine with a side of vegetable couscous and some mint tea and maybe some of those fine, fine Tunisian dates. That is from a band called Tin Irwin. Tin Irwin. I may be saying that wrong. Apologize if I am. And the track is called Asuf. The album came out last year and went completely unnoticed, called Aman Iman, Water is Life. They are a tribe of musicians from Morocco, from the mountains, and they are part of the Tuaregs. You know the Tuaregs. You've seen the Tuaregs. The Tuareg tribe.
I think they were featured in Tarzan stories, the Tuaregs. Didn't they ride camels? And
I mean, your options are for traveling in part.
A lot, yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
They weren't riding. Put it this way, they weren't riding Hummers around the desert.
But Edgar Rice Burroughs did use the Tuaregs in his stories.
Did he? Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. Now you know. Now you've heard a Tuareg band,
right.
And
very cool.
That was It is a nobody seems to know it, and yet it's really. I mean. Wouldn't you love to hear them, see them at the folk festival?
Ooh, yeah.
Because they, I mean, their album has an incredible rhythm punch to it. And if you can't understand the language, it doesn't matter because music
is universal.
I was going to say international, but you took the words away from that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Right.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Nimrod, you were talking about a subject that we don't like to bring up in the show. But always do. Pooing anyway. But anyway, if you're stuck in traffic when... Well, I didn't want to use the other term, but whatever.
Oh,
if you're
shit.
Stuck in traffic when Mother Nature calls, Japan's Kanego Sagoyo Company has developed the loo for you. Hey, Alex.
The loo for you?
Yeah, like if Alex Yu is listening, he's in here at 7:30 tonight. Maybe he'll be interested in this because I know he's driving in. The company Tuesday has revealed its new portable toilet for cars that comes with a curtain large enough to conceal users and a plastic bag to collect waste.
Are you serious?
Think for all you people that get caught in traffic jams in the morning or going home after work, now you can buy a loo for your car. And you don't have to worry about having to go when you're in your car.
You can just go.
Just go right there.
But officer, I'm just taking a shit.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Don't taser me, please. 6:30. But who cares? It's only time.
Get high and eat tea.
tuned to Radio Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams, here at 25 to 7. That's substandard time, and that was Metric here at CITR 101.9 FM. Emily Haynes, of course, and James Shaw are Metric. That was On the Sly. Yeah, nice stuff there. Well, Nimrod,
We're waiting for a call very soon from the ufologist. He's getting his own little following. I mean, he may end up with a whole show here on CITR. You know, a three-hour show on UFO. He could do it.
Oh, yes, no problem.
He could do it. He'd never run out of material, and he'd never, ever, ever bullshit you.
No, that's true.
We know that. I believe everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten me to believe. I know for years you've been talking about, you know, that you have and you believe in UFOs. I can't really say. I don't know. Haven't seen, but I trust your word, but this guy.
You do. You trust my word. You actually believe that I've seen UFOs.
Oh, I do, definitely. I look at you and I think, there's a guy who's probably been on board one. And they just dropped you off here down on planet Earth anyway.
Oh, yeah. So a new Discorder magazine is out?
It's a new Discorder, yeah. And it just happens to be on the cover, kind of unexpectedly, and no reason for saying that, except that it was unexpectedly.
Here's the Holy Fuck LP CD.
Oh, no, we're talking about Patrick Wolf.
They're from Toronto. Holy fuck. That's an interesting name for a band. They won't be playing that on any commercial radio station. But yeah, there's Patrick Wolf.
You never know.
Patrick Wolf on the cover of Discorder.
Yes, he is. And
good review there.
He did a little show at David Hawks' place downtown at the plaza. And missed that. I wanted to go to that, but I chose instead to see the new Abel Ferreira film at the film festival. It was a mistake because I liked this guy's album. He's really quite interesting. And the article by Maxwell is, I hope I'm that's correct.
Yeah, looks right. Yeah.
In the latest Discorder is a very interesting review and discusses him meeting Patrick. This guy is very big in England, and this is not his latest. This is just another, probably the breakthrough album called The Magic Position. There he is at the merry-go-round, dressed in very, very tight red pants. But people that were at the show said, he was great. He was personable. He was funny. He was decadent. Reminded several of David Bowie, one part David Bowie, a little bit of Steve Harley. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. But in the end, it was Patrick Wolfe, and he is on the cover of the magazine we call Discorder, free from CITR 101.4 FM.
101.9.
Thank you for correcting me.
Morse code. Here must be. It must be. It must be Patrick.
There he is, Patrick. Wolf, Discorder's cover boy this month off CD Magic Position, Get Lost. Well, that's the track. We love our audience. Yeah. We love our people that listen to us, and we thank you for all the donations and all the pledges that you made on behalf of this program, Radio Radio, with Long John Tanner and moi, Son of Shane, Little Nimrod. We thank you for the $11.76. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just noticing how young he is, and Maxwell, that's Patrick Wolf, and Maxwell mentioned something very important, that apparently Patrick generally has strawberry jam on his toast.
Well, a lot of people do, John. As a matter of fact, I'll bet we're talking to somebody out there in the wild who is on line number 3 who also has strawberry jam on his toast.
Do you think he does?
Well, let's ask him.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have strawberry jam on your toast?
Moi?
You?
You?
I don't have toast.
Oh.
Why not? You don't like it?
Oh, I love it. It's just this one thing you have to avoid in this building, because in 20-some years, we've never had a real fire, but like clockwork, at least once a month, the alarms go off because somebody burnt toast.
There's reason enough right there. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, and you're growing to love him. He is the ufologist on our show. He is the man himself. We call him Michael. His name is Mr. Strainick, Professor Strainick.
Hey, Prof, there you go.
Hardly.
It's all yours. What's new in the world of unidentified flying objects, Michael?
Well, quite a bit. There's always way too much, you know.
Yes, that's true.
There's an interesting Air Force commercial where a UFO flies across the screen just before an explosion happens. It's one there testing a tank. And you can find it, but the URL is really long. But if you go to http://video.google.com, and just do a search for Air Force commercial, you'll find it. And it's pretty damn interesting. It really is. Okay, in Arkansas, we have another power plant incident. In Russellville, people were out driving, and they got lost. They got out of the car, and a friend said, "What is that?" Now, the guy that made the report was U.S. Air Force and very familiar with aircraft. And then the friend said, "Look at that, man." Well, he did, and he watched this light move around for about 10 minutes. Then a second red light appeared behind it. The lights were steady and moving along for another 10 minutes. Then a second light moved in. It moved rapidly and took the place where the first light had been. The friend pointed out a cloud coming from a cooling tower at the local power plant. The UFO stayed there by the steam, and then in an eye blink went from dead hover to an upward angle and zoomed out of sight way too fast for an airplane. South Dakota, we got 3 reports. Rapid City, I was letting the dog out at 11:15 and looked up to see 2 silver-shaped craft flying north. It was making a humming sound. There were no lights, but it was very visible due to the lights from Rapid City. Kimball, South Dakota. A witness read about the sightings near Platte, which is next, and Burton, Nebraska. The witness phoned in to say that she and 14 others had seen essentially the same lights as described in the other reports. Now, in Platte, they were traveling on Highway 7 miles west of Platte. We began to see lights round and close to the ground, and 3 other vehicles pulled to the side of the road to watch as well. We watched for 20 to 30 minutes. The first light was like a stadium light turning on. A few seconds later, a similar light appeared, and then another. And the pattern was a sequence of 4 equal lights and in sync, lighting up in sequence with a small space between each light. investigator called the nearby Ellsworth Air Force Base, a place that has had many sighting reports, and they said they do not conduct exercises in that area. Wisconsin, Marshall, Wisconsin, driving home and saw two lights flying low and moving pretty fast. They passed over the front of me, making no sound. Iron River. A woman went out to get a paint roller and saw red and white blinking lights in the eastern sky. On the way back, they saw an object with flashing lights like a police car at less than 1,000 feet altitude. Back home, the flashing lights were still there, flashing blue-green in a vertical line, a steady white light in the middle, and a red glow on the edges. Went to get binoculars, and the objects did not move for almost 3 hours. Puerto Rico. Puerto Rican police reported that a strange, fiery object has fallen from the sky before the startled eyes of hundreds of witnesses near Ponce. Now, that may be a meteorite. You can check up on that. But there were lights emerging out of thin air in Guanica and traveling across backyards. One couple heard a sound like when a damaged hen's egg explodes, something I've never heard before. Shortly after, they said a reddish light appeared on their balcony and then passed in front of them and then disappeared. Mexico, Vizcaino, another UFO hotspot. A UFO was hovering over the nearby power plant, which is also a hotspot, and a reduction in energy production during the month that had several reports in which three objects were photographed above a power plant chimney. So, again, we're getting more of these things that we've heard of before.
Right.
And the patterns continue.
They do. Well, that's very fascinating. Thank you, Michael Strainick.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Nimrod.
Thank you for scaring us once again.
Yes, you did a good job.
It's always a pleasure.
By the way, for the two of you, you might want to go down to Marine. Do you know where Byrne Road is around Marine Drive? Does anybody know where that is?
Not offhand, no.
Okay, because they're building a little movie set down there, which will be the set of The Day the Earth Stood Still, the remake, right?
Right.
You know about that, Michael?
No,
they're making a remake.
Which Marine Drive?
Well, I don't know. One of them. How many are there?
Well, there's a bunch, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Wherever Byrne Road meets Marine Drive, Southwest Marine Drive or Southeast, I'm not sure.
Well, there's one on the North Shore, too, and they do a lot of the filming over there.
Yeah, but this one here, well, maybe that, I don't know.
It could be. Okay.
All right.
Keanu Reeves is starring as Klaatu, anyway. But, well, we'll have to check that one out. Byrne Road. Okay, thank you, Michael Strainick, our UFO expert here on Son of Night Dreams.
Nature's loss and behind. comfort suffocates them.
Bjork, remember May 2007, Deer Lake Park? One of the real concert highlights of the year, long time coming. You were there.
Yeah, May 23rd, that was amazing. Yeah. Relentlessly Craving Wanderlust.
Yeah, yes. And who didn't buy a T-shirt? You should have. I have mine.
You do?
Yeah. It was worth it. Memory. You know, a T-shirt is a memory.
It is.
Wanderlust, our fave track off Volta, Get Out Into the Wild. Tomorrow it will be beautiful. Discover Stanley Park. The seawall's open and no dinosaurs. The theme park concept was deep-sixed by the Parks Board. They got so many complaints over having a theme. You know about this.
I heard about it. I don't know why the big fuss. I mean, what's wrong with dinosaurs?
John, how old are you?
Well, dinosaurs probably wandered around here way back in the Cretaceous.
That doesn't mean they have to have a friggin' theme park, right?
I mean, I don't know. The kids would have loved it.
Oh, never mind the kids. The kids have got enough things to play with.
Okay.
You know, and besides, this city's got enough dinosaurs. I mean, you got got Bruce Allen, got the Fox. I mean, you don't need a dinosaur theme park. You know?
Okay.
All right?
All right, Nimrod.
Hey, it is rather great, though, that to have experienced establishments established and well-respected journalists visiting our city, like Mr. Dan Rather. We put in a call, hoping that we could get him on the show. He is visiting the sights of the city that doesn't care. He was clearly shocked by what he saw downtown East Side. It was in the papers. You may have seen it. Is for his show on one of the cable channels in the States. Obviously, there will be some fallout from this, and so there should be. He said not something to the effect that not in the Western world has he seen anything quite like it. The obscene disparity between the haves and not-haves is truly an ugly pox on all levels of government, but we'll get back into that a little bit later on. We want to keep this on a nice, even keel. We want to have a happy show.
We do, yeah.
No negatives.
No negatives. How about this positives? And I can't get the... Bryce showed me how to get the Burley to work so I could play a PSA and it won't come up. It won't decrypt. It needs a password. So I'll just tell you, because I got Discorder and Discorder knows all. Tomorrow night, CITR Shindig Night 9. Woo! That's right. It's the ninth Shindig and tomorrow night, Die Cowboy. Die. Great name for a band. Die Cowboy Band, Die, Green Bet Collective, and Piper Davis. Those three bands will be playing at the Railway Club tomorrow night, so check them out. It's part of CITR's Shindig.
Where you belong, my love, lost friend. depends on you. You starve it out, that's what you do. And it makes you lie, it makes you cheat. It steals your shoes and cuts your feet. The snake keeps feeding through the night. You lose your soul without a fight. There's nothing right that you can say. You keep on talking anyway. It's a long highway in your mind.
Sounds like Arneel. There he is, latest CD, and one of the highlights, a track there called Spirit Road at CITR 101.9.
Number nine. Good to hear Neil Young, though. It sounds like the good old Neil Young of the old days.
Well, the old days.
The old days.
Well, he always sounds like Neil. You know, when he always sounds like Neil Young,
that
can be
true.
A blessing and a curse depending on one's own individual taste.
That's true.
But man has written some brilliant stuff, and he continues to keep on rocking in the free world. Well, now, not everybody keeps on rocking in the free world, but there is a very special gentleman who passed away over the weekend at the age of 80. Now, this is not a country music show per se. This is a program where we have no particular musical agenda aside from playing what we like, what we want, But I think it was either Duke Ellington or was it Charles Mingus who said, not sure which one, said there's only two kinds of music in the world, really good music and bad music. And that goes for any genre. And I know that you grew up with country music around, you know, rock and country. Mm-hmm. And all the great ones are gone or going, although Jerry Lee still hangs in there, man.
Yeah.
He'll live forever.
Last man standing.
Porter Wagoner put the soul in traditional country music. The new country, JRFM, doesn't quite get it. Unfortunately, too many people buy into that cookie-cutter sort of new Nashville sound. At 80... Porter made a brilliant testament to his individuality and showed up the current crop of eager-to-please country singers that you get ad not. Not to say that there's bad musicianship, quite the contrary, but like all the songs sound quite the same. And anyway, so for the boys and girls out there, this gentleman, he was real country, but he more than that, he was a very interesting man who sort of bucked a lot of trends. And for instance, he annoyed many of the opera performers when he invited soul music king at the time, James Brown, to perform on stage, which is not regularly graced by black performers, as you well know. He said at the time when he invited Brown to add to the Opry's reputation, he said, "I hope none of the opposition by some members was racial, but people have a problem accepting anything that's new." Hallelujah to that.
Really?
He dressed up in to the end in dazzled rhinestone encrusted suits, and he made a brilliant album as a testament to, at the age of 80, assisted by Marty Stewart. One other thing that maybe you'd be interested in knowing, the Missouri-born Wagner, the final album, and we're going to play a very interesting track written by Johnny Cash. That album was released in June of last year, earned him the best reviews of his career at that age. Imagine being around that long. And then finally, I mean, after making all that music, making what is considered to be the crowning achievement. Over the summer, he was the opening act for the White Stripes.
Oh, really?
At a sold-out show at New York's Madison Square Garden. He said, quote, "The young people I met backstage, some of them were 20 years old. They wanted to get my autograph and tell me they really liked me," Porter said at the time, with tears in his eyes, the day after the New York show. Quote, "If only they knew how that made me feel, like a new breath of fresh air."
You know, I've been a guest in a lot of great places in my lifetime. New York City, Carnegie Hall, Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, West Plains, Missouri, hometown. And I was committed to Park View. Hope I never have to go there again. There's a man across the hall who sits staring at the floor, and he thinks he's Hank Williams. Hear him singing through the door. There's a girl in 202 who stops by to visit me, and she talks about her songs and the star that she should be. There's a lot of real fine talent staying in or passing through. And for one thing or another, they're committed to Park View. There's a girl in 207 coming down on Thorazine, and a Superstars ex-drummer trying to kick Benzedrine. There's a real fine country singer who has tried and tried and tried. They just brought him in this morning and attempted suicide. There are those who never made it, those who did and now are through. Some came of their own good choosing, some committed to Park View. There's a girl who cries above me loud enough to wake the dead. They don't know what she has taken that has scrambled up her head. There's a boy just down below me who's the son of some well-known. He was brought in by his mother, 'cause his daddy's always gone. There's a bum from down on Broadway and a few quite well-to-dos who have withdrawn from the rat race and committed to Park View. They wake me about 6:30, just before the morning meal. Well, they're taking my blood pressure. They ask me how I feel, and I always say fantastic. Why, there ain't nothing wrong with me. Then they give me my injection, and I go right back to sleep. And my days are kind of foggy, and my nights are dreamy too. For they're taking good care of me while committed to Parkview.
Committed to Parkview is kind of like sorely missed Detwiller Pavilion. Parkview was written by Johnny Cash. That was Porter Wagoner off Wagon Master. Passed away on the weekend, age of 80. Rest in peace, cowboy, up there in hillbilly heaven, jamming with Johnny, Elvis, Carl Perkins, Tammy, George Jones, and God knows everybody. But Jerry Lee, he just goes on and on. You know about, I don't know if you've heard the story. This was, I got this from that, what's that little rag that you get for free? 24 hours.
But it's
fascinating because it ties into a couple things that are going on down up here in Paradise Coast, mainly emanating from the seat of the federal government in Ottawa, and that is the new reefer madness that is starting to show its ugly head. So, from California, Drew Carey, what was that show that he did? He was, for years, he did this show. I never watched it. I liked the guy, but never, you know. But he's now the host of he's the new Price is Right host, right? You've heard about that.
Okay.
I know that you're a big Howie Mandel fan, but we're talking about Drew Carey here.
Sure.
He has a new cause, and it's medical marijuana. He teamed up with Reason TV down in L.A. to take a look at the trendy area of Brentwood, California, to show how someone can find a place, many places, to buy an alcoholic or heavily caffeinated beverage on nearly every corner. While the federal government is cracking down on something that can treat the effects of cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, chronic pain, nausea, makes music sound a little better, and we're talking about dope, right? It's the dope. Carey is hoping that the government will reclassify medical marijuana so that those who need it can get it. Amen to that. Drew Carey, good one. 13 minutes past 7 o'clock is the time here on Radio.
Formerly Son of Night Dreams, there's been some frightening headlines in the news lately. Youths beat bus driver, vehicle set on fire, operator dragged out and beaten by two women in Santa Claus suits. Two dead after police car collides with vehicle at intersection. And Polish immigrant tasered to death at Vancouver International. And he was in the baggage area for 6.5 hours, so with 700 surveillance cameras, where did he go? Well, we're not going to hear from the Canadian Border Service agencies anytime soon. Finally, they'll let us know when Public Safety Minister Stockwell Day decides to comment. And man shot down in front of his yard in Shaughnessy. Those are some of the frightening headlines we're dealing with here.
And we haven't even...
Metaphorical upward slide with a disbelief that the good was right. The mandate to stop for all the fights with the pick me ups and the throttle lights. Broke through the lines and tried to cry. Wasn't the plastic in the house to quit. The truth that made everybody sick with one mistake and a heart of gold. Everything is a little bit sold. It wasn't the disciplined kid who mounts the wife that told you what you felt. But you know I can't live inside this warm lift out of my bed. We'll be right back.
all out. Make it take you out. I'm trying to make a little laugh, but put it in your head, put it in your head. Say the shotguns all look like time. And put it in your head, put it in your head. Wasn't my dream world of puke. I could kill you if I looked like you. If you never believed, you never be found.
Frightening Lives. There it is, Broken Social Scene on Radio, presenting Kevin Drew. And something you didn't see in the news was, of course, how proud we are to see the Canada Arm help save the day in space. Yes, they fixed the ISS solar panels, along with, of course, Canada Arm 2. It all happened over your head, a few hundred miles up. You didn't even notice it.
Does that mean that Harper gets accolades or what?
Forget it.
Only in Paradise. You know, you're reading all of...
Did I get all the headlines?
No, you missed it. Only in Paradise Cost, with all the local troubles we have and the world events like martial law in Pakistan and stuff happening in all over the world, right. bad. Does the Vancouver Scum make its weekend headline Saturday, a riveting saga of a major culinary superstar's battle with his partners, an unaffordable-to-most-of-us denizens restaurant called Lumiere on Broadway. It impacts on all of us. It is the talk in the industry, on the streets, in the buses, over triple macchiatos. Now that's news, folks. And you thought you had problems. Nonetheless, Radio is grateful for here at CITR for tonight's program is made possible with grants from MasterChef Rob Feeney. And to think, my dad wanted to go there one time. But you know what you put them off? Not the prices. I mean, it is an expensive place, right? And you and I can't afford that. We go to Jolly's. We like
right,
that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was pissed because Lumiere didn't have a salad bar, so he wasn't going. Okay, it's time for the movies. Let's go to the show. Hit me, Professor. Danke. American Gangster ruled the box office. Boffle opening, $49 million. So the executives down there, they're happy. They're smiling. They don't need to take more meds than they already do have taken. This is the movie from Ridley the Great Scott's New York crime saga with Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe. It's okay, it's long, but involving, well-crafted for fans of action and violence who can't stomach the idea of Saw 4 or most of the top 10. Romanian winner at Cannes, 6 months, 4 weeks, 2 days, or something like that. Now on at Cozy Tinseltown. It's not light entertainment, but it is humanistic filmmaking at its finest. Highly recommended, but not getting the audiences it deserves, seemingly, is Sean Penn's finest work in the director's chair to date. Heartbreaker it is, but Into the Wild is a beautifully done true life adventure, tragedy. Paul McCandless had it all, money, family, looming career, brilliant kid who chose to turn his back on it all. There is a family abuse issue that drove him. He takes off. He goes all over the USA, backpacking, meeting some memorable characters like Vince Vaughn and Catherine Keener, and veteran Hal Holbrook in a small but sure-to-be-nominated support role. Emil Hirsch's Paul is maybe a bit Hollywood pretty, but no denying a fine performance, and Penn put the kid through hell as he reaches way up north to Alaska, to the area where you just don't come back from. It just doesn't happen. Next week, Coen Brothers, Get It Back, No Country for Old Men. That's you. To a car, you flipped That's off the latest Iron and Wine. Iron and Wine is of course, Sam Beam, and that's Cowboy with a Coin. Sometimes we call it Spare Change. That's about it. I guess we're done. Kid Wasabi due here any moment. He likes to come in the last moment, you know, to just keep you on edge. Smart Alex and Karasu, Japanese pop, rock and roll. We'll be up in a couple minutes' time. On my behalf, I would like to say thank you for putting up with all of this. I do appreciate it. You make us proud just to be here, just for you. Long John, any final comments?
Well, thank you, son of Shane Nimrod Jr. Planet Man reminds you. The International Space Station and the Space Shuttle will be visible in Vancouver skies tomorrow morning. They're very close together, so you'll see two satellites, one following the other at 18 minutes after 6 tomorrow morning.
6 in the morning?
Passing about 29
degrees. That's my bedtime, man.
29 degrees over the south-southeastern horizon, rising in the south-southwest and going down in the east. So you might see it for maybe about 4 minutes or so. ISS and Discovery at 6:18 tomorrow. They have separated. Mars, the orange-red planet, rising at 9 p.m. in the northeastern sky in Gemini.
Gemini?
I'll be out there tonight looking for Comet P-17 Holmes. It's just above Capella, the bright star in the northeast. Go to the triangular shape of stars in Perseus, the left-hand star.
Anything you say.
Is twice the size of Jupiter almost now. You can see it with the naked eye and looks like a planet in binoculars, little yellowish thing. Okay.
Wow.